Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan today, killing at least four, wounding at least 14 others. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. New reports have emerged of public killings and other atrocities committed against Mosul residents by the Islamic State, including dozens of civilians whose bodies were hung from telephone poles as they were accused of using cell phones to leak information to Iraqi security forces. This man, a Mosul resident, says two of his relatives are among the dead. He says he does not understand why this had to happen. UN Human Rights Office says IS fighters killed some 70 civilians in Mosul this week, plus others were tortured, sexually exploited, and children were used as soldiers. A year ago, the Islamic State brought the extremist war to Paris, sending terror with attacks on a rock concert, the National Stadium, and sidewalk cafes. A plaque for the victims is waiting to be unveiled tomorrow in Paris. Nearly two dozen victims are still hospitalized. United Nations advisor on genocide Adama Ding says South Sudan, in the civil war since 2013, is a strong risk right now of violence escalating into genocide. An attempt at uniting the two main factions in South Sudan's civil war into a government collapsed earlier this year when Vice President Riek Machar, former rebel leader, abandoned Juba. This is VOA News. European Commission has announced it will provide emergency aid to help those affected by the South Sudan crisis, both within and outside the country. The European Commission for Humanitarian Aid, the Commissioner, Christos Stylianides, spoke while visiting the Bibidi refugee camp in neighboring Uganda.
We allocate today 78 million euros of assistance to help the region deal with the South Sudan crisis. 30 million specifically will go to Uganda in humanitarian field alone.
Uganda has one of the highest refugee populations in the world. The Bidibidi settlement was built recently to host the rapidly increasing numbers of refugees coming from South Sudan. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of his transition team. Advisors to Trump say he wanted to use Pence's Washington experience to aid a swift transition in January. In addition to Pence, Trump said that three of his five children, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, would help with the transition effort, serving on an executive committee. Protests against Donald Trump's presidential election victory continue, and demonstration organizers say they plan more rallies today and in the coming days. Trump has responded to the protest with two notes on Twitter that sent a mixed message about his reaction. He complained by writing, and I quote, "Professional protesters incited by the media are protesting very unfair," unquote. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to discuss issues ranging from trade to terrorism. At a joint press conference following the meeting between the President, Erdogan praised the Belarusian counterpart for his hand in the restoration of the mosque there, a project he said would be an example to the world at a time when Islamophobia is developing in Europe. Barack Obama's final scheduled foreign trip as President of the United States is likely to take on a more sombering and sober tone after the surprise election of Donald Trump, who had vowed to abandon some of Mr. Obama's priorities. President Obama first travels to Greece, where he will deliver a major speech in Athens on challenges raised by globalization. From there, he goes to Germany for a meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel, and from there to Lima, Peru, for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit.
That's the latest world news from VOA.